Hello, we'll be reading excerpts from the sources on the subject of the approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We will continue with excerpt 42. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info and you can send us questions live on kab.tv.
We get up in the morning, or at noon, or in the evening. For each one, it depends on where he lives. And we come to the lesson. And each one is in a different state with respect to the lesson. Either he's tired, or he still wants to sleep, or he doesn't have a good mood, or it's even difficult for him to concentrate on anything. We first of all need to understand that all of these states are legitimate, that they can appear in a person, and the more we advance, we actually see that in enthusiasm that we had earlier, in the beginning of our studies, it gradually disappears. And instead of it, we get a feeling of tiredness, some kind of a habit, it all seems the same. And it also takes the taste away and other things. I look at the friends earlier. I wanted to be in the studies and I was happy to see them. And suddenly, I'm not so interested in that. I look at them with some disregard. I catch myself that I don't care about them or even I even reject them. Those are signs of advancement, specifically advancement, until we will reach states like the students of Rabbi Shimon who hated each other in the beginning of the study. They wanted to kill each other. Therefore, when a person gets up, we should not expect that he will get up with enthusiasm. Rather, any state that he gets up with is the state that he deserves, because he's now starting opening a new kli. And usually when you open up a new kli, it is a corrupted kli. Unless yesterday you did great work before going to sleep, let's say. So when one wakes up for the morning lesson in the morning, and for some it is the middle of the day or the evening, so we need to realize that the person's feeling when he reaches the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, he is a feeling that must be this way. It is the beginning of a kli, of one's new spiritual kli. And it always starts with corruption. This is our work, to correct the shattering. And therefore, it is good if I discover myself to some extent that I'm corrupted, that I don't really want to see the friends, and I feel myself that I don't understand, I don't feel, my head is blocked, my heart is also blocked. These things should appear this way. And we, accordingly, need to continue and put in our exertion, a certain quality and quantity of exertion, so that nevertheless, or actually through all of these disturbances, we will reach connection, unity. We need to put in effort. And this is how we advance. Therefore, I'm happy to hear each and every day that the friends are talking about enthusiasm and how good it is for them to come and see the friends and enter the lesson. However, it is good for us to know that, in truth, the more we will advance, the state will be less pleasant, however, more beneficial for the correction of the Kali. Everything starts from the night, and it was evening, and it was morning, day one, or one day. Let's begin.
We are reading selected excerpts from the sources on the subject of the approach to the study of wisdom of Kabbalah, starting with excerpt 42 from Rabash's letter 62. Man's primary work is to examine the greatness of the Creator. That is, one should delve into the books that speaks of the greatness of the Creator. And while delving, one should depict to oneself to what extent our sages, the Tanaim and Amoraim, felt the greatness of the Creator. One should pray to the Creator to shine, so he may feel his greatness, so he can subdue his heart and annul before the Creator, and not follow the currents of the world, which is pursuing only the satisfaction of beastly lusts. But that the Creator will open his eyes so he may engage all his life in Torah and work, and, quote, in all your ways know him, end quote. Even when engaging in corporeal matters, it will be for the purpose of holiness as well. But from lo lishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. Lishma is already a high degree, and one must begin from lo lishma. In other words, one should be fully aware that pleasure is found primarily in Torah and work, and not in corporeality. Although at the moment he feels more pleasure in corporeal things, more than he feels in spiritual things, it is because he lacks the qualification in Torah and work, which also depends on faith in the Creator. At that time, through Torah and faith in the Creator, one feels the light in the Torah, and that light reforms him. Again, from letter 62, by the Rabash. Man's primary work is to examine the greatness of the Creator. That is, one should delve in books that speak of the greatness of the Creator. And while delving, one should depict to oneself to what extent our sages, the Tanaim and Amoraim, felt the greatness of the Creator. One should pray to the Creator to shine, so he may feel the Creator's greatness, and he can subdue his heart and annul before the Creator, and not follow the currents of the world, which is pursuing only the satisfaction of beastly lusts. But that the Creator will open his eyes, so he may engage all his life in Torah and work, and, quote, in all your ways know him, end quote. That is, even when engaging in corporeal matters, it will be for the purpose of Kedusha, holiness, as well. But from lo lishma, we come to lishma. Lishma is already a high degree, and one must begin from lo lishma. In other words, one should be fully aware that pleasure is found primarily in Torah and work, and not in corporeality. Although at the moment he feels more pleasure in corporeal things, more than he feels in spiritual things, it is because he lacks the qualification in Torah and work, which also depends on faith in the Creator. At that time, through Torah and faith in the Creator, one feels the light in the Torah, and that light reforms him.
Yes, I see in the meantime only Latin number 4 with a question mark. So please, Latin 4. Or is that a mistake?
Good morning, Rav. A question from R10. How to experience and feel the texts of the Kabbalists in order to sense, to feel the greatness of the Creator.
Look, it takes time. As Rabash writes to us about Bala Sulam, and as we learn in general, that it takes a lot of time because the corrections begin from very low degrees, very small ones, where the difference between corporeality and spirituality is very small. Just like a person grows, until a person grows, it also takes him 20 years until he grows. Until the age of 20. From the age of 20 and onward, he is seemingly is fit to do all kinds of engagements. So that's 20 years of out of one's life, you see. It's really a long period of time. A big part of his life. This is how it is for us as well. These corrections, which we reach in order to enter spirituality, they take many years. It's not from one day to the next. But these are corrections that we have to go through. Nevertheless, it is inside of in our soul, and each and every day we correct our kelim. Therefore, what we have to do is only to accelerate the time, and to accelerate the time, for that, we're given counsels how to do it. The group, the study, dissemination. When you make yourself into a pipeline towards others, and also towards the friends, and also towards the entire world, along with the friends, accordingly, you can advance. Then you become important, you become a part of the system, you correct them, they correct you, and that way together each shall help his friend, and we reach the corrections quicker.
Buongiorno Rav.
Buongiorno.
Cosa è più importante, ricevere la grandezza del creatore dal gruppo, dai libri, o tutte e due insieme?
Lo so mai tergum.
I don't hear the translation.
Can you ask in English? There. From where is it better to receive the importance of the goal? From the books, from the teacher, or from the friends?
It's from each and everything. We need to receive our awakening, our enthusiasm in a different way. The connection also, we need all of them. The system is round, the system is integral. You can't say, I'm going to take only this and that's enough for me. You're not allowed. No.
Che tipo di piacere è quello nel lavoro e nella Torah?
Hanoch. Tirgum.
Translation, Hanoch.
What is the pleasure that we find in the Torah?
Pleasure. We don't know what is the pleasure in the Torah. However, it is the most natural pleasure for our kelim, for our vessels. When we discover the natural kelim, the desires that exist in us, we discover fulfillments that match them, and those are the pleasures. It's not the pleasure that you get from fulfilling your desires in this world, because these are not desires that you have achieved. Rather, you learn those from others. You are taught to eat this way, drink this way, dress this way, behave this way, like this, like this, like this. You learn that from the environment, the artificial environment, wherever you fell. Whereas the empty kelim that you discover in spirituality are your kelim from within. Those are the kelim of your soul. And therefore, when you discover them, you also discover light, fulfillment for your soul. which is truly authentic. It's real. It's yours, Asia.
No.
Raf, we go from Lo Lishma to Lishma. What is the most effective way to work in Lo Lishma, to get to Lishma?
We learn that. It is connection in the group. Learning together with the intention to connect with them, so that by this you break your ego and already you acquire the spiritual kli. And that spiritual kli, when you are studying with them, you are drawing the reforming light together with all of them. And when you draw the light, the reforming light, you begin to discover in it, in that light, all the rest. The most important is the group, the connection in the group, studying into the connection in order to bring contentment to the Creator by it, and the Creator is hidden in the connection, in the center of the ten.
Should we not think even about Lishma and just continue that work on unification in the group, and the Lishma is something that will come later on?
Lishma will come by itself. We don't know what Lishma is. What will I get out of it if I keep just saying Lishma, Lishma, until that state called Lishma, for her sake, comes? I cannot imagine to myself what it is. Of course, I'm drawn to it because they say it's an important thing, that instead of my corporeal level, I will begin to feel reality on the spiritual level, like the Creator. I identify with Him. But if I don't yet have it, then what will I just get confused and imagine to myself all kinds of imaginary states, you see?
Florida. Lo shonim.
We don't hear you.
Не слышно. Тов. Чехословакия. Чехословакия.
In the excerpt we read just now is written, if man feels more pleasure in material than spiritual, it's due that he miss preparation in the Torah. The question is, what is mean the missing preparation in the Torah?
That we need to study more in connection between the friends. Then one draws the reforming light. And this light that shines on him, on his corrupted kelim, shows him what is corrupted and what is not. This is considered that he's studying Torah, studying the ways of correction through the reforming light. Correction over the corruption that exists in him, in his soul, which is entirely egoistic, and it rejects all of this connection with the friends.
Turkey one. Turkey one.
Onlu ile doğru bağa gelebilmem için nefret koşulunu yaşamam şart mı? Yani 10 yıl içerisinde ancak ben 1-2 defa bunu yaşadım. Bunu biraz açıklamanız mümkün mü? Ya, teşekkürler.
The question is, do we have to feel hatred for the right connection in the group? Most of the time I do not feel that. Is that a problem? Can you explain this a little bit? Thank you.
We don't need to pay attention to this. Is it a problem or not? I don't feel hatred in the group. For the time being, maybe I get up to the lesson with enthusiasm and I like to study and I like everything. It will pass. Soon will come the burdening of the heart. It will be difficult to get up. I won't have so much enthusiasm. I will feel myself as tired, not so interested, lack of interest in this. It all comes on the path. And these are things that indicate that we're entering stages where we're starting to correct our broken kli. Kiev 1.
Доброе утро. Как для меня меняется восприятие веры в Творца, когда я продвигаюсь от лолишма к лишма?
How does the perception of the Creator change when I advance from lolishma to lishma?
When I transition from lolishma to lishma, I more and more depict myself as dependent on whatever the Creator awakens in me. That's what I can say.
Turkey free.
Günaydın dostlar. Kişinin kendini geçiş hattına geçirmesi ne demek?
Rav, as you mentioned before, what is it for a person to pass himself to a crossing line?
We only have two things here, the group and the study in the end. Of course, dissemination as well and all kinds of other orders, but the group and the study, that's it.
Rehovot. Rehovot.
Shouldn't that even when engaging in corporeal things, it will be for the sake of holiness? Can you explain that?
Well, if we are in a general system that is on the way to the revelation of the Creator to men in this world, which is the essence of the goal of the wisdom of Kabbalah, according to the definition, then everything that we do is also really, it also belongs to that same inclination, the revelation of the Creator to man in this world.
USA Northwest. Northwest, USA.
Yes, Rav. Should the focus of the importance of the pleasure be on the importance of the Creator and the connection more than anything?
Rav, lo shomim otcha. You're asking such questions to which there are no answers, no concrete answers. You have to discover it by yourselves. It will come out of experience.
Moscow 4.
Вопрос от товарища. Когда мы получаем наслаждение от объединения в десятке, это наслаждение, заложенное в
том, receive pleasure from the connection in the ten, is that pleasure derived from the Torah? Do we give contentment to the Creator by that?
Not necessarily. It's not that necessarily we enjoy our connection and the pleasure. This is the pleasure out of connection that the Torah speaks about. Wicked ones, criminals, they also enjoy very much being connected in some gang. So what? It's not about that. It is about us being connected between us, since we want to discover the Creator between us in order to bring Him contentment. And out of that we get enthusiasm, and in that we find pleasure, that we are on the way to discover the Creator in order to bestow to Him.
United VG3.
Yes,
чем больше продвигаемся, тем тяжелее становится. Это что, эгоизм склоняет к Творца?
The more we advance.
Повтори нормально. Я не знаю, где твой микрофон? Повтори.
Чем больше продвигаемся, тем тяжелее становится. Это получается, эгоизм склоняет к величию Творца?
The more we advance, it becomes harder. Is that the ego growing?
That's right. Hebrew 10.
Rav, I want to ask about the connection between drawing the reforming light and gratitude to the Creator. The more we thank the Creator, does it mean that we're drawing more of the reforming light?
Actually, yes, but this reforming light appears more because you're working with greater oviut, with a greater ego that is becoming revealed. It's one against the other.
So when wanting to come to a decision whether to meet physically or remain in virtual connection, so we should measure according to what will give us more gratitude towards the Creator.
That's right. Where is this big group that we're seeing there?
We, many friends in Israel, gathered next to Nir Yitzchak, next to Gaza.
So in order to connect, you have to travel all the way to Gaza? To Gaza?
Well, that's our life right now.
Okay, good. Good. All the best to you. So take care of yourselves. Okay.
BBUK. BBUK.
Есть у человека что-то, что напомнит ему постоянно в том моменте, когда раскрывается какое-нибудь состояние низости?
Does a person have something that can constantly remind him when the state of lowliness is revealed, to remind him that it came from the Creator and so on?
Nothing. There's nothing that will help him to constantly stay on the path. Rather, only when he holds, like a baby holding the mother, this way he holds on to the group. And he holds on to the group like a baby to the mother, where the baby feels that without the mother, he will be lost. This is how a person should feel towards the group.
Kazakhstan.
Рав, чего нам не хватает достичь величия Творца? Какое-то особое действие постоянно мы должны делать?
What do we lack in order to attain the greatness of the Creator? Is there some special action we need to do when we connect?
No, that to reach the greatness of the Creator, what we lack is to achieve the greatness of the friends. It cannot be that the light that will be revealed in the Kli will be greater than the Kli. You will need to develop the Kli. And the Kli is your attitude towards the friends. Ida too.
Rav, before that, I want to say that Chanoch translates both to Italian and from Italian, so there is a little delay there.
Ah, that's nice. Thanks, Chanoch. Italy number two.
Come faccio a sentire che il piacere si trova principalmente nella Torah e nel lavoro, e non nella corporeità quando ancora non ho i vasi di d'azione?
How can I understand that the pleasure, when I'm still in corporeality, that the pleasure that comes from the Torah is... can he repeat, please?
If I aim myself correctly to the Ten and to the Creator inside of the Ten, then the pleasure I get out of it is the right pleasure.
Florida.
Попытка, спасибо. Да, я хотел сказать, с помощью наших намерений света и
with the help of our intentions in the light, we gradually advance towards connection. And to the extent that we advance towards connecting in the Ten, we discover the will to receive in four phases.
What is the question? Question, please.
When we discover the four phases of the direct light, is that Lishma?
When we discover the four phases of the will to receive, no, not necessarily. That's not precise. PT 32.
Rav Baketa Umer Betkufat Ahana.
In the text, he says that during the time of preparation, the way to draw the light of the Torah is through faith in the Creator. What does he mean?
Faith is the force of chasadim, the light of chasadim. That's the light of faith. That I am willing to concede myself, give up on everything, in order to reach connection with the friends and be stole to the Creator. That path is a short one. It is long only because each time more and more disturbances appear from our will to receive.
Michael? We will read excerpt 43 from Rabash's article, "The whole of the Torah is one holy name." We should discern two things in the Torah. One, the light of the Torah, which comes in order to reform him. This is the correction of the vessels. Two, obtaining the light of Torah, which is the holy names, called the revelation of his godliness to his creations in this world. It therefore follows that when we study the Torah, we should discern the two above matters. One, to extend light so it will create for us vessels of bestowal. It is impossible to obtain these vessels without the light of the Torah. Therefore, what does one expect? To be rewarded for studying the Torah. His only desire is to obtain that vessel called the vessel of bestowal. This is precisely once he has begun the work of bestowal and has made great efforts to be able to do things only with the intention to bestow. Only then can he come to know that the will to receive that was installed in him by nature cannot be cancelled. At that time, he begins to understand that he needs heaven's mercy, and only the Creator can help him be rewarded with vessels of bestowal. And this help comes from the light of Torah.
That is the most important for us, is not to stop on the path and to keep going under whatever conditions we have until the reforming light will show us the trail, the direction, and we understand that we are under the control of the reforming light. And here a person has many obstacles because along the way he must break his ego that is constantly hindering him. He's constantly thinking by himself and feeling by himself and planning something by himself, and he wants to determine what he had and has and will have. And here seemingly, the Creator needs to break him in order to meet him, give him a new format, a new shape, so that he will start to think on the degree of Lishma, so that he will start to feel what beforehand he wasn't even paying attention to, these forms of in order to bestow, etc. So here, there are truly such transitions where one has to go through them each time as he advances, taking one more step. More and more does he break himself, acquiring understanding about the Creator's control over him, how much the Creator is controlling him. in his emotion and in his mind and in all the different incidents. It all comes from, there is none else besides him.
Africa.
We have a question from the Ivory Coast. Our friends are asking, if I can convince myself that there's none else besides him, does it mean that I have the greatness of the Creator?
No.
Nope. This is one thing. The other thing is you cannot persuade yourself. It doesn't come this way. It comes out of thousands and thousands of events where you think that you're in control, that you, let's say, got up in the morning with this mood or that mood, or you relate to something differently, or something that you had in the past. Let's say in the past, used to think this way and you do these things and now you realize that you didn't do it and you were not thinking and you were not even directing yourself. Everything was done from above and you were only a puppet that executed all of these things, the bad ones and the good ones as well. Now, the fact that you can make such calculations relating the past and agree with it or not. Usually you kind of agree to the way that the Creator controlled you in the past because you see your whole life and it's not so successful. But as for the future, from here onward, to go along with the feeling that this is now the Creator who is inside of you and He is performing within you all of these actions, moving your hands and your feet and all these spinning wheels in your head and your heartbeats and your in your sensation, in your understanding and each and everything, how to be adhered to that, how to work with the Creator in this way, that I want Him to do it. I don't want to carry out any action, not internally, not externally. I only want to feel what is the Creator's desire and that I will do it.
PT
12.
Rav, Beketa, ze kotev shte dvarim.
Now in the excerpt here, he writes that two things come from the light of Torah. One is the greatness of the Creator, and the other is the correction of the vessels. So what's the connection between the correction of the vessels, our vessels, and the greatness of the Creator?
According to the correction of our kelim, to that extent we discover the greatness of the Creator. I don't quite understand. Is this how I'm supposed to answer it? Yes? Did you understand that?
The question
is, we learn that our correction is to come to know the greatness of the Creator. But how can we see that this is our correction for our vessels?
We feel it, Shamir. I don't know. We feel that this is how it is. It's a matter of sensation. Maybe I didn't understand it. Mikhail, can you explain what he's asking, maybe? So that I can understand it better?
Correction is one form of the will to receive. How is it related to seeing the greatness of the Creator?
When I discover each time the corrections are only in the magnitude of the Creator that I discover. There is nothing else. There's nothing else. What am I going to discover? I constantly discover how much the Creator is controlling me in all kinds of different forms, in all kinds of different incidents. That who is the one who is standing behind our wall? that is behind my thoughts, behind my desires. It's the Creator. And this is what I must discover each and every time. Soon it will begin. Soon it will happen. PT 31.
Now, previously you said that I want only to feel the will of the Creator and to do that. So my question is, the desire, the will of the Creator requires of me some little effort. It's like in the parable by Baal Sulam with the suitcase, a heavy suitcase or a light suitcase.
The creative desire within me is certainly a small desire because I'm corrupted. And through my work with the society, with the study, with all the different means, I need to make this desire the greatest one out of all of the desires.
And the Creator expects of me usually some great effort, right? Or a small effort in those states. What?
It doesn't matter if it's a small effort or a great effort. You determine this. What is important for me is that the Creator is expecting me to discover Him in all the different incidents that I go through.
Spain 1. ¿Qué significa extender la luz?
What does it mean to draw the light?
What does it mean to draw the light? When I study together with the friends, and I want to think that the Creator also is there between us, and that we receive from Him inspiration, bestowal, and this connects between us. And inside of the connection between us, we discover Him, the Creator, as the upper light that is filling us up. This is considered to draw the light.
Tbilisi.
Рав, как можно правильно объяснить, что чем больнее удар, тем вкуснее результат?
The more the blows are painful,
well, this is how it happens. The more harsh the states are, usually the result will be more important. Because it's one thing against the other. The greater the kelim, the greater the desires. Accordingly, I also have greater work, but also the attainment of lights of corrections and lights of fulfillments that is greater.
Yes. United VGV.
Чем покупается эгоизм? Новыми знаниями?
The ego is acquired through what? New knowledge?
I don't understand what you mean. How do we acquire the ego? It's not clear.
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta acerca de cuando no logro conectarme a la clase matinal?
Can I ask about moments where I cannot connect to the morning lesson?
Yes.
Se dijo al comienzo que todos los estados son válidos día a día. Cuando no logro conectarme, puede ser que no puedo porque estoy haciendo otra acción, o puede ser que caigo dentro de placeres materiales. ¿Cuál es la aclaración correcta de ambos estados?
I didn't
understand the question.
Cuando no logro llegar a la lección matinal,
when I can't get to the morning lesson,
sobre placeres materiales que me absorbieron. O puede ser,
can it be because I fell into corporeal pleasures that attracted me? Or I feel heaviness because I can't, it's difficult for me.
So what is the question?
¿Cuál es la ganancia de los estados? ¿Gano algo? ¿Gano lo mismo?
What do I gain from these states? Do I gain something or nothing?
If you overcome these states, then you gain, well, either by yourself or because the friends help you. And nevertheless, you connect with everyone and the lesson, and you keep going. That is the prophet. This means that you corrected your kelim. And it doesn't matter if it was tiredness that was against the lesson, or disregard, or all kinds of other actions. There is a difference between them, but the most important thing is that you overcome.
USA Midwest.
USA Midwest.
Thank you, Rob. What does it mean to have an intention to bestow?
Sorry, it was chompy. Again, please.
I can ask for Scott. Scott's asking, what does it mean to bestow in the ten?
Bestowing in the ten means that I care for the ten, making sure that it is as one, constantly uplifting their spirits, constantly supplying them with importance. Because this is what I must do. But along with that, I must work on my heart in order to feel the importance of the connection more. Petah Tikva 25.
No. David.
Yes. Should we depict what is the right connection in the 10? During the work?
The right connection during the time I'm working with the 10. Well, it's, we discussed it. It's a connection between us that we want to attain with the Creator inside that connection as the true good outcome of the true good connection.
The question is, should I depict to myself what is the right connection? Meaning,
Yes, without that we cannot. You constantly depict some future state, even if you don't exactly know what it is. Of course, in spirituality, that's how it is. You cannot tell, you cannot describe or imagine the spiritual state that will be revealed, but still, you're drawn towards it. That's what you must do. Usually, it's done via the friends, and when you're with them, then you can all describe some form of true connection. Because if you're with friends, then it's already related to the annulment of the ego. You want to discover the Creator, and then it's also the power of bestowal between you. So the depiction is, if it's aiming towards Israel, Oraita, Kucha, Brichu, or one, then it will be the right description of it. Yes.
So, when we feel, or when we try to depict the right feeling of connection in the 10, maybe sometimes we get a different picture than the 10. Is that the state of reason versus above reason, where I have to overcome the way it seems to me that what the right connection should be versus what the 10 is presenting to me?
And there are many, many states here. I can't now, but yes. Yes, you need to work on it, and then we're constantly being taken care of from above. You will begin to feel how you're being taken care of, how you're being corrected. United
VG3.
How important is it for the world when that the friend in the 10 will discover the Creator's guidance, providence?
it affects the whole world. Each and every one of us who attained something of spirituality, by that meaning that he attains a connection to the Creator, he becomes a connector between the Creator and the whole of humanity, all the souls, the whole shattered vessel. And it's very important.
E come ci accorgiamo in decina di aver costruito un vaso di d'azione?
How do we discover in the ten that we've actually built the correct vessel of bestowal?
Until the Creator is revealed, you cannot say that you have the right vessel, that you're in the right vessel. That is certain proof of it. But even before that, you begin to discover that you're within the upper force, and the extent to which it arranges for you, your mind and heart, all of it. And accordingly, you feel that you're advancing correctly. And all that, if it pushes you more and more towards being connected to the friends, if it doesn't push you towards the society, it's an indication that you're not advancing correctly. And your advancement is through the egoistic force. It's one of the two. Either the Creator or your ego. One opposite the other. Petach Tikva 19.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. A question by a friend. How do we accelerate the request for the help of the Creator, as everything depends on His help, so that we will succeed in adhering to Him?
Everyone think about it. When everyone thinks about it, I will think about it too.
Can I ask another question, my friend?
Well,
you said, I don't want to perform any action, not internal or external, but only feel what the Creator wants me to do, and I do it. How do you reach that?
Try to be always sensitive towards it, sensitive. Raise your sensitivity to the voice of the Creator speaking in you.
Kharkov. Харьков.
Можно ли вызвать изменение мыслей, которые Творец вкладывает в человека?
Is it possible to awaken a change in a thought so that the Creator will awaken in a person and awaken a thought about connection if we make an effort praying over the connection in the group?
Of course, of course. Belarus.
Второе свойство Торы. Что такое свет постижения, святые имена Творца?
The other quality in the Torah, what is that, the light of attainment? Or...
Что такое свет постижения, святые имена Творца, которые зовет...
What is the light of attainment of the names of the Creator?
In this world, it's here in our corrected vessels. When we discover our vessels, which underwent a correction via the reforming light, and then in these vessels I discover desires and thoughts, meaning the work of the heart and the work of my mind, in a corrected way. Hebrew 10.
Rav, what does that mean to go above reason? Is it to constantly be aimed towards the goal? What is this exercise of constantly being above reason? Can you clarify this exercise?
Aren't you asking a question? Ask a question from here to here. Write the question down first and later ask, what is this today? Just a question, simple question from beginning to end. And it's not that you begin to explain something here.
Going above reason, does it mean to constantly be aimed towards the goal?
Yes, of course. How can you be in faith, the power of bestowal, above the power of reception, if you're not aimed towards the goal?
Can I ask another question?
So long as it's a question.
Yes. What is the most effective exercise in the 10 to be constantly aimed towards the goal?
To do it together. Then it's for certain that you're aimed towards the goal and you advance.
По поводу вот этой чувствительности, чтобы ее еще больше развинуть, вот как еще раз...
In order to further develop this sensitivity, how can I look at it through the 10?
Depends only on what's felt in the heart, the extent to which you are drawn towards feeling it in the heart, and towards connection with the 10, to feel them more and more and more. It takes a long time. But nevertheless, if you're drawn towards it, then you begin to discover new discernments there. Well, and the last one, focus group.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. Fabrizio from Argentina is asking, I feel for quite some time great rejection from the friends, rejection from everything. There is a part of me that, where I realize that it comes from the Creator, and I see it as an opportunity to ascend and advance. But 95% of me is in sadness and fear and uncertainty, and those are the feelings that control me most of the time. How can I use this state correctly?
This is a sign that you don't have a proper group. If there is a proper group, there is no fear, nothing of the sort. Each one helps his friend. To say that to Fabrizio.
Another question, a friend from Europe is asking, if my 10 decided to physically meet in order to barbecue, and I don't think that meeting physically is the right thing to do right now because of the coronavirus, how do I look at that situation?
This needs to be decided together. But it's not good that a group decides to pressure friends in such situations. Right, where there are some who want to do something like that, to meet physically, and they pressure the others, and there are others who disagree because there's truly an opposing view, that of the Ministry of Health and the doctors who say that it's forbidden to do so. So why should we do what everyone says is forbidden? In this, am I expressing my love to the friends, that we all infect each other? I can end up dismantling the group that way. We're all sick. If there's this law working in the whole of reality above us now, if it's truly forbidden to get together in certain numbers and we have to keep a certain distance, and we don't care, we want to hold some feasts, some meals, some gathering, keeping to the rules that we had before the virus, that's not good. It's not good. We need to see these viruses as God's will. This is how He leads the world now, in order to guide the world towards corrections, of course. And we understand that these corrections, soon we will discover how much the world is changing, and ultimately for the better. Right? So we mustn't relate to it in any other way. We mustn't resist it. It's forbidden for us to ignore the laws of the government, those that the Ministry of Health provides us with. Because that's not good, because this is the upper providence. This is the upper desire. This is what he does through them. A person should, in general, observe the laws of the group, the nation, the society he lives in. He needs to observe those laws. That's one of the proper ways to relate to reality. It's as Rabash said about paying your taxes, that kind of thing. You need to be honest and upstanding as much as possible.
Latin. No. Lo shonim.
Saludos, Rav. La pregunta es, si yo
recibo
la decena y no
siento. Question is, if I receive from the ten, I don't feel shame. What can I do about it so that I will feel it?
Try harder and harder until you begin to feel. It took me a long time as well. And with that, how do we continue? Next part of the lesson? A song?
Yes, let's sing together.
Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of any promise below. Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us below. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention we will send to him the prayer of many from us below.